Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and their belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Well, this is the classic picture of the early church. And many times we have looked at this description of the church as the thing we need to get back to. And it is an exciting picture of church. One of the things that I'm hoping to do as we go through the book of Acts is to hear from God about what it means to be the church. Many of the ways we have done church have been disrupted, and it's a perfect opportunity for us to reflect on what it actually means to be church. God can use this pandemic to help the church become what it needs to be. So as we read over verse 42 through 47, what things get you most excited about church? I'm going to summarize this description of the early church, and I invite you to notice which parts of this description you are hungry for in your church experience. This was a church that devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. The truth of God's word is foundational to our church experience. Maybe you look at the way we've done church and you notice that we have fallen short on this. And you desire to be a part of a church that is devoted to truth. This church had fellowship. That's something we're all missing right now. After going through quarantine and social distancing, what kind of church fellowship would be life-giving to you? How do you imagine, maybe before fellowship was synonymous with weekly church attendance, and you don't have that anymore. And so now we have a different perspective, and we should ask ourselves, what would it look like to fellowship with believers in a way that would give me life and help me know God? Part of that fellowship was the breaking of bread. Don't you miss fellowship meals? An important part of church community is eating together. And it might be a while before we fill up a gymnasium with people after church and have a big meal, but there are still ways that we can connect with others around food. This was a church that prayed. I imagine they were prayer warriors on their own, but they also experienced prayer together. How long has it been since you prayed with someone in person? Part of being the church is praying together. This was a church that saw many wonders and signs being done. Maybe you have some awesome stories about what God is doing, and maybe you don't. And since you don't, you think that God's not doing anything, but He is. We need to be sharing those stories as a church so that we can see that God is active among us. And we see that they had all things in common. They sold their possessions and their belongings, and they shared with one another. I don't think that's making a case for a political structure. I think that's making a case for generosity and selflessness and a detachment from material possessions. Wouldn't it be awesome to belong to a community of believers that were so invested in the kingdom that the things of this earth had no grip on them? We should be thankful to receive the material blessings that God gives. But if we're honest, it is so easy to hold on too tightly to things. This is a church that connected daily. I do miss weekly gatherings, but we should be finding ways daily to connect and be encouraged by one another. This is a church that had glad and generous hearts that praised God and had favor with others. And it's a church that was growing, and every day they were adding to the number of those who were being saved. How can we be more like that? Maybe your church has reopened for services. Maybe it hasn't. But having our facilities open does not determine the type of church we will be. Right now, in whatever situation we're in, we can be doing these things. We can be pursuing a culture of Christian community that looks the way God intended it to be. Don't wait for your church leader to decide who your church will be. Let God lead you today to do your part in being the community of believers that we are called to be. you can do something today to improve our experience of church.
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.